Warning. You're gonna hear a lot of likes, but oh my god, vocal fry. So listen at your own risk.
Hi guys. Welcome to Let's Talk Shit Miami.
This is Val speaking.
This is Isabella on the other hand line, co-host.
Bye. Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
I'm okay.
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Terrible. My just was like, terrible. I'm doing terrible
with that voice.
Wow, we couldn't hear you.
Wow, we're sorry. But soon it would be, you know, soon we're gonna hear all of y'all,
and hopefully this podcast make you happy.
Yep.
If your life is terrible.
Which hopefully it isn't.
I'm so lost right now. I'm like so like lost. Okay, whatever. Talking about lost. So yesterday I had a confrontation. Dude, I'm telling you, like topics come up because life happens.
Life happens. That's just the thing.
And while having this confrontation with that special someone,
flowers and petals.
Was it?
Wow.
Maybe it was a thorn. maybe it was thorns and needles.
ruined it with your little thorn. Maybe it was thorns.
I know my accent. Whatever. What can I do about it? What can I do about it? I can't. It's just so hard. And your laugh. So I guess there's always like this weird vibe that I fucking give. Have you experienced that? I feel like they know that you're gonna confront them about something that they fucking did.
Well, yeah, because when you're like in front of them, there's like a certain attitude you should have about it.
Yeah, but it's not even like the attitude that you're like, I'm ready for.
I guess
it's not like I'm ready to give them this attitude. No, it's just like it just happens. Like everything about them.
Yeah,
really,
because it's like a normal thing about a human where, you know, when you're confronting someone, like, I mean,
the flight.
It depends
or fight,
on what you're.
Like,
yeah, it depends on what you're confronting them about. If you're mad about it, like as a human, well, as me, I can't hide my anger. I can't hide being like fake and everything. So you can tell everything in my face,
dude. Like,
so I guess that's what happens to you too.
Yeah, there's always this weird vibe that either, and this happens like throughout my life, either they disappear from my life and I'm like, they know. Or they actually, like, if they care about you, we have like a long friendship or relationship, whatever it is, yeah, they want to say, hey, is something going on? Like, what did I do wrong? You know, even though if they know, like, it's shit, you know? And they have the balls, because a lot of people don't have the balls to confront others. And I mean, not everyone has that, I guess, that energy or character. Mm. I mean, I don't care. I'm the type of bitch who, if I know that you've talked shit about me, I will be like, I know you talk shit about me with so-and-so. And I don't care if that person tells the so-and-so, because I will be like, well, that's what you told me.
Yeah.
And I would tell them straight, because that I always have this thing that I will always, I'm not afraid of confrontation. Like, I'm not.
I mean, I used to be, and I guess it's a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, but at the same time, it's like whatever. Right now, it's like whatever. I never really had like a confrontation, because at the end of the day, I don't have that much drama in my life. And two, it's like if I ever did in my life, it wasn't really worth it.
So you're like, ah.
Yeah, it's like whatever. But, you know, I have my ways.
I love confrontations.
I know you do.
And I want to tell you why. Because you can tell a person's character by confrontations.
True.
You can tell how they are. You can tell who dominates. You can tell.
And I love how your face is like, oh, you can tell. You can see her eyes.
I remember in high school, I had a boyfriend who used to fight with everyone. And
I loved it
because when it came to protecting me, it's like, yes, protect me. That's how it is. Who is gonna be the alpha here? Who's gonna be the alpha? And I love it. It's just, I guess it's, I don't know what it is. And but I will give you tips that I do when confronting a person, because it is important to not disrespect them, of course. Not bring them shit unless they disrespect you. You are allowed to tell them whatever the fuck you want, but don't lower down your their level, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So 100% agree. The first thing you gotta know is their weakness. So
this bitch
hits you right there. I'm like, don't be disrespectful.
But you want to know something? I didn't put that, but that is true. That is the number one thing you should do.
If you don't know them, that's
just in case you have to use it against them.
If you don't know them, that's too bad, too sad. But you probably know the fucking person that you're confronting. That's why you're confronting them. So, you just know your. I know people's weakness like this. Because I am a very hyper person and I let out shit like this, but I do it to see what the reaction is. Oh my God, now people are gonna know my weakness.
Wow.
I don't care.
Wait, what's your weakness? You didn't say it.
I just said a little tactic that I do.
But people are gonna be analyzing you to comfort you.
Yeah, so I can.
It doesn't work on everyone though, so you gotta know how to.
No, there's people like you, for example, who are very observant, and that tactic cannot work on you.
Yeah,
but a lot of people react to emotions. So
wait, what do you mean? I'm very observant.
You don't have emotions, basically. So whatever I do, you analyze it, you think about it, or you don't give a fuck.
So wait, are you saying that if someone were to say a weakness on me, I would not react? Or if I
I'm just saying a story about me.
No, but I'm just saying like,
I cannot.
Because there's two types of people, right? There's someone like me. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there could be a lot of type of people, but there's someone like me, and then there's someone like you, right? So you use the weakness thing. But would me using the weakness to confront someone work?
No, I'm saying another thing. I'm saying every time I do this thing that I do, like this hyperness, this character that I have, I do that on purpose so I can know what their weakness is. Yes. Oh my God, I sound evil. But it's just in case. Everyone is going to betray you at the end of the day. Period.
No, I don't believe that. I believe there's good and evil.
And let me tell you something. I'm not saying to attack those weaknesses.
Yeah.
Don't attack those unless them prepared.
Yeah. You That's have them just in case you need it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a lot of those weaknesses are the problem, why there's a problem in that friendship or relationship. So, for example, with me, jealousy. We all know I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So if someone attacks me with that, oh my God, that's gonna, oh my God.
You just said your weakness.
Jealousy? Oh yeah, of course. If I see a woman, oh my God. Not even jealousy. I feel like it's more like I'm afraid of being betrayed.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's everyone.
Yeah, that's everyone. Yeah. And you want to know something?
I don't care. You can keep the man. It's just like, don't betray me.
It's like an ego thing. It's like an ego thing.
So don't be afraid of shining that. But I feel like that is a weakness of mine because I shouldn't care, you know? At the end of the day, if you betray me, fuck you. Like, you mean zero to me.
Yeah.
Another thing that I make sure I have more experience on whatever I'm going to talk about than them.
And I put that too.
Yeah, and I have more facts.
I put that too.
And most of my confrontations have to do with doing like basically, well, I haven't had confrontations lately just about money. And yeah, because you owe me money, you know, you owe me money. So
I put up the checks right now.
Yeah.
You owe me some money.
Yeah, so
money.
Or because of, well, the last episode we talked about doing shit for free.
Yeah.
That was one confrontation too. So I feel like, yeah, just know all your facts. Know what you gave to the table that made you feel like you're unfair to me. Once I start talking, I just get right to the point. I don't say a whole story. I just tell them, this is what you did. This is why it made me like this. And this is why our thing is like this.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to talk about. It depends. It depends on the person too. Because if it's a girl, I had this experience that the guy I'm talking to, well, the girl, I don't know what's wrong. What's wrong with women nowadays? Like, it's not your damn business. But it's like, I know he says that she did it joking around, but he had her on speaker. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm here with Val. When are you not with Val? I know next time I'll see her, I'm not afraid to say a little comment about it. I know. So be ready. Whoever's listening, well, if Monkey, if you're listening to this podcast, just
be ready.
Just be ready for that. For that little sexual
he's
tension.
He's like, you know what? I'm not going to be ready because I'm going to show you to her.
Yeah.
Ever again. He's going to hide you from her.
Yeah, but it's like, first of all, it's not your damn business, lady. And second of all, I'm ready for that. You know, I'm not afraid. You can say subtle comments if you don't know that person that well. Now, if you know them that well, just get straight to the point.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Once you get to those subtle comments, look at them in the eye.
Why are you getting on my stuff?
Because it's all about eye contact. Look at them in the eye and be like, you do not disrespect me ever. Like saying, you do not mess with me. And I feel eye contact is important.
Only for confrontation.
But also with social anxiety, which I saw this video. And it really makes you know what kind of person they are. And who's going to take the power of the conversation or who's going to take the power of whatever you guys are in. And it's because I know social anxiety is like, what is this person going to tell me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You're going to know once you look at them in the eyes and be like, you're not going to mess with me.
Yeah. And I use that tactic because I had a major social anxiety so bad that I would prefer to get an F rather than be in presentations, which you already know my school grades. But I learned that too. You know, I don't know who told me. I didn't watch a video, but someone told me, like, to me, it's like, looking in the eyes helps a lot. And also it makes you more trustworthy. And I like people thinking I'm trustworthy. So I was like, hey, I'm going to start doing that. And I don't know if it helped, but I've been doing that lately and it's a lot better than how I was before.
Yeah. No, looking at the eyes I can tell a lot by people just by looking at their eyes. And I love it when they look at my eyes.
But it's like weird because how do you look at both eyes at the same time?
You feel the tension once you start talking about it. No, you don't. You just do look directly at one.
Okay. Because I was like are we supposed to look at both eyes? Because I don't know how to do that. Are we? I just look at one? Or do I look at the middle and your forehead? Like,
no, just one eye.
Okay.
And I feel like they're going to feel your energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's just, I don't care if they know that they fucked up. That person knows when they're being a little bitch.
Yeah.
So when they're being a little bitch, they know and they're afraid. So you got to show the dominance of, yo, you're not going to disrespect me.
Yeah.
I owe you. I'm kidding, but it's just a little tactic that I learned, just eye contact, and it has worked a lot on me. And be total honest, don't be afraid of hurting feelings. I know a lot of people are like, be careful, don't say that, but you know, we are in a country where freedom of speech, okay, and of course be respectful.
Yeah, respect,
but we freedom of speech, and if something is making you uncomfortable, say it.
Yeah,
if they judge you, well, pa la mierda. You don't have to care. That's their problem. They're the ones that are getting angry or sad. They never try to fix it, but always be honest. I'm like the type of person that I love confronting people.
She's like a little squirrel.
Yeah, I love confronting people, and I'm ready to confront anyone. That he also has a friend that said that I wear a lot of makeup, which she's a woman that,
yeah,
oh my gosh, stupid. It's like, why are you judging women? Whatever, the whole point is that she said that and that she doesn't trust me.
Wow.
So it's like, people are probably, who's this fuck boy? And it's like, guys,
it's like so many women.
It's not it's not a big deal, but since I love confrontation, I love like the little spice in life, I'm gonna say my little comment. I'm gonna be like, hey, blah 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 blah. But yeah, I mean, he's probably listening to this podcast and probably I'm never gonna meet. I don't care. Soon I'm gonna see them at Walgreens. To Walmart. And he actually showed me he's like, oh yeah, she lives by here. And I was like, oh okay, better. Like, if she lives by me, then better. I'm gonna see her in Wawa. I'm gonna see her somewhere by there.
The place to get free drinks. I'm just kidding, no free drinks.
And
so I look at confrontation a lot, like debates. So, you know, if you want to look at debates, see everything. But what I noticed, how to confront someone, like I said, I've never really had to do it a lot, because at the end I don't care, and one, it's like, it's really not that important to me.
Yeah, unless it's something that has to do with your money.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So step one.
Bye.
You know, since I was looking at all the debates, I was like, the first thing you should do is gather all the facts, details, and your source. What is that?
Angel sent me pictures of me and you.
Can you send them to me?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I found this in my album.
Wait, send it to me.
Okay.
Okay, so step number one, get all the facts, all the details, and your sources. In any situation, if you're debating, if you're like, oh, where's my money? Get all the where you got that information. How do you know the text that you're like, that, you know, this is when you said you were going to pay for my money, all of that. And as long with relationships too, mm-hmm. someone this and that told me this at this time, at this, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So be prepared to have all of that information. Number two, right. Approach them.
Oh yeah.
Step three. Look them in the eyes. Always look them straight and don't look away. Don't look down. Don't look to the sides. Don't look at their nose. Look at them in the eyes. Cause like what I already said it. You know, you need that authority. Three, that's when you start spitting out the facts like a debate. Don't let them interrupt you at all. Cause that's disrespect number one, and it shows you can be easily manipulated.
Yeah.
After you're done talking to them, let them
drink coffee.
Let them speak. Be calm. I think it's very important to not show that you're like,
always be calm. Because at the end, they're going to say stupid. When they speak a lot, they're going to say stupid shit that you're like, exactly. Oh, I didn't know that. Tell me more about it.
Yeah.
How come you never told me that? And they're going to be like, fuck.
Yeah, you know, you gotta be calm, let them speak, listen to everything. And while you listen to everything, analyze everything they're saying, because, you know, they could be a little snippet of a lie there or a little, you know, yeah. You have to analyze everything. The most important thing you have to do when you confront someone, you gotta make sure that they know that you know what you're talking about. You know, you can't just like spit out stuff and then not know what you're talking about. They're like, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. She's a complete fool. Bye. You gotta let them know that you're like, I'm confident in what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And look them in the eye at the end of the day. Yeah. Drop the mic.
That's it. Another thing. There's one thing that's important.
Don't let them show you. I'm a firm believer in don't show them. Your weakness.
Yeah, but there's another thing.
What?
Make sure your conscience is clear. Because yeah. If you know that you also did something wrong, then that's gonna stop everything that I said or Isa said is gonna fail. So make sure you're sure that you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because if you did something wrong, might as well don't get into that confrontation.
Exactly.
But since I'm the bitch who, what have I done to you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. There was only one situation that I was like, fuck, she's going to bring that up. I'm pretty sure. But it was just one. So, but at the end of the day, confrontations are amazing. And you got to love confrontations. You got to love them, because that's what makes us have that's what clears the air.
Yeah, it clears your mind. You get a little bit of closure, you know, all of that good stuff.
Guys,
unless it's really stupid. Guys, I've been through stupid
conversations. Oh, yeah, if it's stupid, it's not worth it.
Honestly.
Okay, quote of the day.
Quote of the day, day, day.
You cannot live a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you.
Wow.
John Wooden. Whatever, take it as you take it.
Take it as you will.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Let's Talk Shit Miami, and Let's Talk Shit Miami at gmail.com.
If you have any questions, please let us know and be on the lookout for content.
Okay, bye.